There were photographers present, but he walked out fairly calmly, betraying no emotion, brown jacket, blue jeans, carrying a paper bag, likely with the effects he had accumulated over the last several days in the Seminole County Jail. But as you said, Manda, no fanfare, no protests waiting, nobody shouting at him, no helicopter chase through the night sky. Zimmerman simply stepped into a waiting car and went off toward an undisclosed location.
He, of course, charged with second-degree murder for fatally shooting Trayvon Martin. There were some concerns about his safety, Aaron, and some thought he might be safer staying in jail.
There still are concerns about his safety. I think that's why you see him wearing a bulletproof vest underneath his clothes and why he's been fitted with an electronic monitor so that authorities know where he is, but nobody else does. They're going to not say where it is that he's being taken to await his trial. And we may not see him in public for months. For one, he has a curfew, 7 p.m. till 6 in the morning. But still, unlikely he's going to be, walking around shopping for groceries. This is somebody who may be the most recognizable alleged criminal in the country right now. And so he is, for his own safety, being kept somewhere where very few people actually know about.
What's next as far as the trial's concerned, Aaron?
Well, there's an arraignment scheduled at the end of May, although his attorney may waive a formal reading of the charges and would enter a plea on Zimmerman's behalf. And so he may not even have to come to court for that.